Okay, we are back with Taylor Morice. How are you? It's so good to talk to you. It's been a big year for you.
You got to correct it, man. Come on.
Sorry, Taylor Morice. I'm so sorry.
That's fine.
I just read it wrong. It's hard for me to read sometimes. We're kind of catching up with writers, and you've had a massive year. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's definitely been a big year. I think I'm feeling it now. I'm a bit tired these days.
I know. It seems like you don't stop.
Yes, look, it definitely feels like that sometimes as well. I'm looking for a break, and I think I'm going to get it soon, but just not there yet.
Christmas, New Year, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know that period where you lose track of days between Christmas and New Year's? You're just like, I just know I'm on holidays, that's all.
Yeah. I know. I suppose being up in Alice, it's also really hot. You don't want to be doing anything anyway.
Oh, exactly. That's exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing tonight. I have a date with Leftover Thai and a Christmas or Disney movie, and I just don't want to be disturbed.
We've ruined your night.
I know.
Not at all. I promise.
The thing is, we ruined your night with Alice saying, hello, I've just been wrestling 4 kids. I mean, that's just kind of the way we started this conversation. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
It's so fun. Trust me, it's okay.
Well, look, we should probably go through your year. It's been massive. I mean, Queen of the Desert is definitely one thing that has been an amazing achievement for yourself. Looking back at the year, has there been other things that really stand out?
Definitely. I honestly think it all started with Deep Well. I definitely gave myself a real shock there with, I guess, how well I did against the likes of Tamara. And then, and also how much I enjoyed it as well. I thought, I mean, going into Deep Well, I was told by a few people, you know, it's a gnarly race, and I was starting to really doubt myself. But coming out of that event, I definitely got a lot of confidence and, you know, started looking forward to Fink. And then obviously, you know, Fink was pretty amazing. Like I was, I still get goosebumps about it now. I think I'll be talking about it to my grandchildren. but yeah, no, it's, yeah, it's definitely been a good year, not just in terms of results. Like I've been able to, I guess, get far enough in my uni that I can actually see the end now, which is sort of where I'm at now. I'm literally right in the middle of my last subject at uni, which will be amazing when that's finally done. But then also being able to attend the Girls Can Ride event, which I spoke about in my last interview with you.
Yeah.
And then also... Yeah, the women's team that I had at the 12-hour, that was just awesome. Like, just, yeah, it filled my cup for months.
And that's exactly right. Like, you've done so much outside of Queen of the Desert. It is interesting that you can still see so many positives. And you're right, the things you've done for women riding this year, I mean, having that women's class now as well at Fink has really kind of stepped it up. And you to kind of be the first one to walk away with it really has kind of propelled women's racing, not only in the desert, but in general.
In general, yeah, I agree with you, Matt, yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely think you're right. I think there's more of a spotlight on us women now in racing. And, I mean, yeah, it was awesome to see how much spotlight was put on Emma Milcevic when she won Hadda for the, I think it was maybe the second or third time this year. Like, that was incredible.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you can definitely see the wave coming through of the change and the spotlight being put on women in sport, and then, you know, alongside what Taylor's doing with her Girls Can Ride and her Throttle Girls. And it's a great time to be a woman in bike sports as opposed to, you know, racing back when I used to race when I was about 12. It's a massive change, and it's so awesome to see it. I'm so excited, especially, you know, if I have a daughter. Like, oh, God, I'll definitely be, I mean, if she wants to, I'll be getting her into bike riding, because I know that, you know, that there's going to be pathways for her and she's going to be accepted and supported. And it's so exciting.
Was that something you'd kind of, like looking back, was that something you think was unintentional? Had you kind of, because you've got a real good social media game, you obviously put women racing in the spotlight. Is that something you'd set out to do, Taylor, or is it something that's just come by chance?
Well, actually, that's a really good question, because, yes, it is definitely something that I've set out to do, but it wasn't in motocross. It was more so in BMX racing. So my background is actually in BMX racing. That was my first sport after I quit motocross when I was about 12. I tried to take that as far as I could, and then I just realized I wasn't exactly going to be the next Callum Buchanan, but I took up coaching, and I definitely found a real passion and love for it. And I noticed how many I just I guess I noticed how different girls respond to I guess other girls coaching them, and the different learning styles of different kids, and then also being able to, you know, put more into girls in that way and seeing the difference it was making with the girls that I was working with. I think that definitely sparked a fire in me that was like, you know, there's a real opportunity here that we can really make some change, and you could start to see, I guess, the pathways of, you know, how to do that in the most effective way.
I think that's a real credit to you, because this year has been a real good year for women in racing, because we've had the ISDE women's team go across and represent Australia.
Mm.
That was
awesome. Yeah.
That was amazing. I mean, that in itself was a great thing. But to see you do what you did this year, so I think, you know, you got some real trailblazers, and you being one of them is awesome to talk to you. So well done on the year. It's really good.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the girls have done amazingly. And even if you were to say, look at the girls here locally as well, like yourself has been amazing with Fink. But then I think in the last round, or the first and only round, I suppose, of GNCCs, you had Danielle McDonald, you know, come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I think she got third, I want to say, I think. I mean, it really shows the level of girl riding. You know, we were so lucky to have such amazing riders in the past, like Gemma Wilson and things like that, to then still see that it's progressed to the point where we have, you know, Jessica Gardner absolutely slaying it every time that she goes out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you guys take it away at Fink with, you know, even Catherine Watson and things. It's such a strong field of women out there riding. For you to be kind of up there and promoting it, it's got to be something cool as well.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. It's so nice to know that it's recognised as well, because I guess, I do feel really passionate about it. There have been a few moments this year where I've, you know, that I guess imposter syndrome and that self-doubt has creeped in a little bit. You know, I'm a serial overthinker, so sometimes I'll hear something from someone and I'll start to think, oh, my God, what am I doing? But, no, it's definitely really comforting and really inspiring to hear that, it's noticed in the community. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah, no, awesome. And what's 2024 look like for you? You're going to bigger and badder, or you got different plans?
I think at the moment I'm just trying to not burn out, I guess. I'm at that point where I'm, like I said earlier, I'm finding I'm really tired at the moment, trying to get this last subject done. But in saying that, though, I am already looking forward to Deep Well. Definitely going to stick with Honda again, which I'm really excited about. So I'll race Deep Well again. Hopefully we'll have more chicks at that event. Because I think we had 5 girls in the class this year, so hopefully we'll have more next year. I have put it on my Instagram stories, hoping to have a few more girls come and race and you know, get a bit of a taste of desert racing. And then also, following that will be Fink. And then hopefully, if all goes well, I really want to go across and race Kalgoorlie.
Ooh, yeah, buddy.
That's Jeremy's race. Well, part of it is.
I think it's, you know, it's probably fair to go over and I guess race in Catherine's backyard. And she makes it look like it's such an amazing event. Obviously it was really sad what happened this year, but my condolences to the people that were affected.
That was horrible.
But I would like to do that, and then also I would love to go across to Don River. It definitely It was hard this year after Fink and having that bug, not being able to make it to those events. But I think I don't regret my choice to not go. I think, I guess my result at Fink was a bit of a shock to me. And I would like to be a bit more prepared for next year. So hopefully, I can set some money aside as well. And then also, work out a proper training program with my PT and all that jazz and actually be prepared for it.
I mean,
what would you say if you're trying to drum up more girls to race, which I think is unbelievable? What would you tell those people that kind of watch you and go, maybe next year? What would you recommend them do?
Oh, okay. So I love this question as well. I would recommend, I would say is, one, it is so possible. I know a lot of girls, I don't know if everybody thinks like this, but I think with women especially is we tend to have extra steps in our thinking process. And a lot of the time that opens up too many opportunities for, you know, doubt to come in or imposter syndrome to come in. But I think, honestly, I was told in the lead up to it, you know, don't expect too much. It's a really tough race. It's only your first year, blah, blah, blah. But it ended up being the best experience ever. I'm grateful just to even have made it back safely. And for every single one of us women that race this year to have finished is just phenomenal. But I think it's also, it goes to show that, you know, it is really possible no matter whether you're a man or a woman. And then also just, you know, just give it a go. Like, tell that little voice in your head to just
shut up.
Exactly. Just be quiet for a second. Like, let me just do this. So, yeah, definitely think, like, give it a go. And then also I always say, especially in my friend Taylor's Girls Can Ride forum, like, if any girls have any questions about desert racing or Fink or, you know, even Deep Well or 12 Hour, just to send me a message, because there is a certain way that we need to set up our bikes, and especially being girls, we're not as strong in the upper body, so we need to make sure our bikes are as safe as possible. So I'm more than happy to, you know, share information. Obviously, you know, I'll keep a few secrets to myself. I'm still a racer at heart, but but if it means that more girls are going to get into the race and we're going to get more recognition and more support, well then, you know, I'm more than happy to help as many girls as I can. Yeah,
I reckon that's really good of you, and I reckon you know, you mentioned it's more prolific perhaps in women, but and by no means to compare what we've done last year to what you've done, but even just to enter any event, whether it be desert or enduro, the hardest bit sometimes is getting there and getting your mind into gear, because you're right, they're not as daunting as they seem.
And to get exactly involved, right,
and get the experience, it the bug bites pretty hard once you've done one.
Yeah.
So I thought that you said that really well. Yeah, I think that's great advice.
Thank you.
I think that's, like, you're right, and especially to go to these races, and desert racing kind of always will have that stigma of high speed, high kind of crashes, all that kind of stuff. But you can just go and complete the races. And I think there was a fair few girls this year, and a fair few just, you know, got through the race itself, and they had a great time. I mean, they probably didn't think it was a great time at the end of the race, but, you know, a week or so later, they really did thoroughly enjoy it, and definitely will go back. So it's always going to be one of those hard things just to get them the confidence to go do it. But, you know, you'll never know if you don't go and try.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, no, that is so true. And I know those girls that were going to finish the race and did finish it, they were so proud of themselves. And I think they should be as well. Like, it was, you know, it was a tough race, but just to have even, like you said, just enter and show up, it was just, it's a big achievement in itself. And
yeah.
Just a little insight as well. I remember saying to my two girlfriends that I was with on scrutineering night that I actually, like, self-doubt started to creep in a little bit. I actually said to my girlfriends, you know, I'm actually starting to feel a bit of imposter syndrome. Like, I'm not where I should be. I remember, you know, walking around the scrutineering night thinking, I'm not a racer. Like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
am I in the right place?
It's funny how you look around. Everyone looks really fast compared to you. Oh, he looks fast or she looks fast. You're right. Imposter syndrome is a great saying. You literally stand there and go, I shouldn't be rubbing shoulders with these people.
Exactly. And I think one of the best things I did was I recognized it. And I said to myself, well, you know, this is my brain playing tricks on me, and I need to make sure that I can get this under wraps now, or at least I can, you know, recognize it, understand what I'm feeling, and then find a way to get over it. Because, you know, the next day I was about to be going at least 100Ks on my bike. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I was racing and I was about to put myself in the biggest event ever, and I couldn't have myself thinking, oh, I shouldn't be here.
Absolutely.
You go to these other events, say you get to, like, Kalgoorlie, there's already a massively stacked women's kind of competition there. As you said, you got Catherine and Casey Crisp, things like that. That's written. It's really going to, like, take over as well.
Yeah, no, 100%. And that's another reason why I have no regrets in not going to those events this year. I think, it's not only just, you know, being physically fit, but also mentally fit enough to know my trigger points and understand how to, I guess, get my anxiety under control when it comes to those sorts of thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I go back to something you said a minute ago? You said you got out of bikes at 12 and into BMX. What got you back into the motorbikes?
Well, I got out of motocross originally because I kept injuring myself. But when I turned 23, I met my partner Shane, who actually was racing Think. Right. And so at the time we sort of just started dating, he was racing Think and I was really excited about it. And then I guess it was just another thing for us to do together. And then also I was working at MX Store at the time as well, and they had a 2020 YZ250F, which I was allowed to take out for a ride. And I think from then on, it sort of just sparked the fire in me again.
Did,
I think, yeah, I was like, yeah. Oh, I've really missed this. So, yeah, saved my pennies and got myself another bike.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a really cool story. And Honda Girl for next year, you said too, they've been good this year to you? Or you just,
yeah,
you like the bikes, you're comfortable on them?
Yeah, I personally really love the bike. My RX this year just didn't miss a single beat. And one of the best things about it too, which you find, like, I never want to speak badly about another bike, but, you know, with the KTMs and the other bikes, you have to do so much to them to get them desert ready. Like, you got to get a bigger tank and you got to change the suspension. And, oh, God, I don't even know. My partner can talk about it for hours, but... When it came to my Honda, all I had to do was I set my suspension up to greenie, got a softer rear spring, and then I think I just had to change my gearing, put some stegs on it, take the stand off, and it was good to go on. Like, it was sweet. It was, yeah. And like I said, it didn't miss a beat, and I felt like I was one with the bike. I felt like I didn't have to – I know that sounds really hippie, but I didn't have to, like, wrestle with the bike.
You weren't fighting it. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I loved my Honda.
Which is good. I mean, Honda are making a bit of a revival. I think Brody Waters was on a Honda as well when it came to Cal. So it's really cool to see you girls on Hondas. And I think Catherine rides a Honda as well, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, she's on a Honda.
I mean, you never know. This could be the resurgence of the Hondas and the Kawasaki. So, I mean, it's only a good thing, really. They've got such a long history in the desert. Bring back the Red Bull.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, and that's another thing. I'm really hoping that, you know, they can take this opportunity because – Catherine, myself, and Alex, we were all on 250Rs. Obviously, mine was RX, but pretty much exactly the same bike. And we, all three of us, podiumed, beating, I think, 2 450s and a handful of 350s. And I think this is such a good opportunity to, yeah, for the resurgence of Honda, but through the women's class as opposed to, you know, the men's class, which obviously it's great to see Brody on one. But, you know, just speaking about the women, I think this is a pretty good opportunity.
So we're going to take your bikes, we'll throw like a 06, 07, 450 motor in it, and we'll make those things absolutely fly.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I can
And do you do as much ride? Like what's your – you seem to have a really good social game, and every time I look at one of your posts, you're banging through the desert at top speed. Are you riding as much as it appears, Taylor, or is it kind of just what you're posting? Because I'm jealous if you're riding that much, I've got to tell you.
Yeah, no, look, I do definitely ride a fair bit. We're pretty blessed here in the desert. We can drive 15 minutes out of town and we've got tracks everywhere. But I definitely go through phases and I'm trying to listen. Like, for example, Greeny's been a pretty good mentor. He said to me not long after 12-hour or natural train series that, you know, just don't burn yourself out. Try not to take this opportunity to rest, reset, and get ready for next year. But typical racer in me, like I did, I raced BMX for years and years. I've got this little voice in the back of my head saying, you know, no time for rest. Like we got to keep training. And I know that I'm a little bit behind the ball with, I guess, bike time because I've only just jumped back on a. Well, it feels like I've only just jumped back on a bike. So Yeah, I'm trying to ride as much as I can, but also trying not to, I guess, resent riding or training. But no, I think I do definitely, like, I don't. I mean, sometimes I'll bank up some videos and some content, but I do.
Yeah, okay.
I try not to recycle it, if you know what I mean. So
I do.
Yeah, I do.
I suppose using that drive to win, that's got to be a plus. That's got to be an advantage to someone that kind of is going to be pushed to go ride. So I think you're lucky you've got that competitive streak.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thanks to my father.
Well, look, as we said, it's been a great year to watch you kind of rise up and, as I said, walk away with Queen and Desert, but also promote women riding so much. It's definitely a cool thing you're doing for not only yourself and the brand that you've got, but also just for women riding. So congratulations on that. And it's just going to be exciting to see what you've come up with next year as well.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And thank you for providing a platform for me to, I guess, further promote it.
No. Yeah, not at all.
Absolutely.
And not that you probably need our help, but I think you had 15 or 16,000 followers. But I reckon anyone out there that wants to follow a good social and just get your bike kind of fix, jump on and follow Taylor Maurice. You had a really good, really good post, and it's good to watch.
Thank you.
People that you want to thank, though, surely.
Oh, my God, the list. I'm one very, very lucky girl, that's for sure. But I definitely want to mention my partner, Shane. It's like having an in-house bike mechanic / pre-runner / I guess emotional support. Like, I'm very lucky to have him on my side. Plus my parents, I definitely get my competitive streak from my dad, but my mum's always there to be like, it's okay if you don't win everything.
No, it's not, mum.
Yeah, no, dad's like, don't listen to your mother.
Exactly. Yeah, it tends to be a lot of that in the house. But I'd definitely like to thank you guys. I appreciate, like I said, the platform to promote what I'm doing. And then also I'd love to thank, the brands that have been behind me and have been absolutely just wonderful in supporting me and not expecting too much at the same time. Like Fox Racing Australia, they've been on board for a couple of years now, and they're just without fail just the best brand to work with. Rival Link's also been amazing. That's two brands that are definitely really supportive of women in sport, especially. And then also I'd love to thank Jetcore, who, fun fact, I actually bought my parents bought my very first motorbike from. It was a little JR50 back when I was six, so 20 years ago now.
Nice.
Yeah. So he supported me last year and he said that he'll support me this year coming. Desert Extensions have been amazing. And then also Throttle Girls and Girls Can Ride. I mean, Taylor's just amazing with what she's doing in the free ride space and just the supporting women in motocross and mountain bike riding. And then also Honda. I'm super excited to be on a Honda again next year. And then, oh my gosh, my work. My bosses have just been amazing. They're so supportive, so flexible. They sponsor me. I tell you what, when you live in Alice and you race Fink, let alone win the women's class, like, you're treated very nicely.
Give us who do you work for? Are you happy to say who it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Such an overlooked thing, workplaces that are accommodating, just to get overseen. For you to shout them out, it's really nice.
Yeah, definitely. Blueprint Construction is my employer, run by three absolute legends, Matt, Mark and Ricky. I'm their project coordinator, so I'm their office chick.
Yeah.
But no, they're brilliant, they're so good.
Big shout out to those guys, because Jeremy runs his own business, I work for a business, and to take time off as an employer to go riding bikes, most people look at you sideways and go, you're trying to do what, mate? So yeah, good on those boys, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, they're absolutely brilliant. And then just anyone that's gotten behind me and, who's supported women in sport, the girls that I race BMX with, the girls that I coach BMX in, they've been so supportive as well. I'm super grateful for everyone that's helped me out. Very lucky.
It's an awesome list, and it's also cool to see people that truly believe in you to actually be behind you, and you're not just a face for their brand. So to have that kind of loyalty is something special that you've really built up over time.
Yeah, definitely. No, thank you.
All right. Well, look. Well,
go and enjoy your leftover tie.
Yeah. I was about to say, enjoy the Disney princesses. I know Alex and I are about to.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
and a really, really Merry Christmas and a safe New Year, Taylor.
Thank you, and same to you both.
Yep. Perfect.